USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. Federal assistance will begin to flow into the state after President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for about 30% of counties in the state. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown says that despite getting power and water restored, his city is still in need. He tells Fox News Galvestonians are most in need of plumbing services.
Right now, we've got water, we've got electricity. We have a number of individuals that are still out of their homes because of broken pipes and can't get water into their homes. We need water. We are bringing that in. We have helicopters coming in this afternoon to deliver water to our city. And we also need plumbing companies and plumbing supplies. We're out of that. We need to get these leaks fixed and get our residents back in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A group of bipartisan governors sent a letter to the White House last week asking for better cooperation between state and federal efforts to distribute COVID vaccines. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed onto that letter, asking for states to be given more control of vaccination distribution. He tells CNN that it would be easier to coordinate distribution programs with the states in charge.
What we meant by that letter is governors want to be held accountable, and we want to be responsible for getting these vaccines out. But we're setting up multiple programs right now. We're setting up the state program, and then there's some federal programs that are going side by side with that. And we're sending the signal that as you have increased allocation, give it to the states. We'll get it out. We'll get it in the arms of people. We have the same commitment, and it's easier to coordinate that way. But we have a very good working relationship with the White House. I expect us to work through these issues, and we're going to continue to increase getting those doses out.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package will begin working its way through Congress this week after House Democrats introduced the full text of the bill last Friday. The package contains nearly $130 billion in funding for K-12 schools, with most tapped to help them reopen with COVID safety guidelines in place. But Representative Steve Scalise points out that it's unnecessary to set aside that much money in this relief bill. The Louisiana Republican tells ABC's This Week that there are still billions in unspent funds for schools to use to reopen from previous stimulus bills.
This money idea, by the way, that you have to wait until the money comes out, John, that's not the case. There's over $60 billion still remaining in previous relief packages specifically for reopening schools. The money's there. This idea that you have to pass more money, the Congressional Budget Office said the money in this relief package moving through Congress this next week, that money will not even be able to be spent. 95% of it won't even be able to be spent until 2022. So do they really want to pass a bill that's going to delay reopening schools even more? Our kids can't wait. They need to be in the classroom today. The science says they can be in the classroom today. The question is the will there for some politicians in Washington who are bowing to the teachers' unions right now? The first priority should be the kids. The science says they can be and need
okay,
to
but
in the classroom. There's devastating impact.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.